workmanship to devise cunning works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in cutting stones to set them, and in carving and of timber to work in all manner of workmanship. And behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahashima, of the tribe, I'm getting them words, and praise God, amen. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put what? Wisdom, that they may what? Make all that I have commanded thee. Now, wait a minute. God endowed them. No school. They had just come out of Egypt, slaves. He said, tell you what I'm going to do for them. I'm going to give them an education in a second. Woo! Now, some folk don't like to hear that because they done spent umpty-ump years going through. But you can't be jealous because God's going to anoint somebody else. Are you following what I'm saying? See, he'll take care of you too, but those people didn't have a chance. So what he gonna do, he just gonna lay hands on them, poof, and all the wisdom of God is gonna be put in them in a second. That's what's about to happen. Why? Because we're behind time, folks. We are behind time. We got some catching up to do, and it's going to be caught up supernaturally. This clock is behind. The church is behind. We've been sitting so long, things have gotten so bad, till God is about to anoint and endow his people. I'm speaking a prophetic word now. Now, we saw that happen with Ben Tankard. There he was, going out for basketball. He's going out for the NBA. He's been here playing before. I'm going to have to get him back because refresh your mind. And here he was going out for the NBA, and on that tryout night, broke his Achilles heel or something like that, snapped that thing. So he was done. He was done. He was depressed. And he went home, and his mother said, you were going to church that night. They had an evangelist coming. And does he want to come? He said, no, I don't want to. She said, come on, let's go to church. So he tall guy, the NBA player. And here he came in there and sat down, listened to the evangelist. And the evangelist had finished preaching. He saw him and said, you, come here. Well, he you know, hobbling up there, said, sit down at that piano. He sat on the piano, said, give me that oil. Took that oil and poured it on his head. He'd been playing like a maestro ever since. Ain't never had a lesson. Ain't never talked to a musician. Don't tell me what God can't do. We're coming into a time that he's going to pour out his spirit. You ain't gonna know nothing about it today, and tomorrow you gonna know everything about it. That's where he's going. This is coming out of my spirit, folks. I didn't plan to say this. This is coming out of my spirit. I'm giving you a prophetic. Over to Zechariah. Come on over there. Zechariah chapter, God bless you. Zechariah chapter 4, please. The devil is a liar. See? God is still God. And if you're yielded to him and believe him and trust in him, there is no limit what he can do through you. You won't know anything about it today, and tomorrow you'll know all about it. Boy, that's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Now, he's not trying to make somebody lazy. What he's trying to do is catch you up. He's got some time to make up, and he can override time and override years of education and endow you so that you can play like a maestro. Know that I'm right. I don't know what all he's going to endow people to do, but we're about to see it. And it's going to be rich too. I said it's going to be rich. Because there's a mess going on in this world, and God is fed up with it. All he needs to do is some people that'll cry loud. Say amen to that. Look what it says in Zechariah and chapter 4. Have you got it? Verse 4. So I answered and spake unto the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then he, oh! God just told me something. He said, the prophet's got to say it before he can do it. And I just said it. He just told me that. He said, you had to decree a thing before it would be established. I just decreed it. And I decreed it and I believe it. Verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Let me give you my interpretation. Not by might, that translates not by army. Another one, nor by power, that translates human wisdom and human ability, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth a headstone, which therefore with shoutings crying, grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation for this house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. What is he saying? He is saying, listen, no man started this. And ain't no man gonna get the credit for finishing it. I started it and I'm gonna finish it. God wants all the credit. He don't want you to get not one ounce of credit. He's going to take it. He's going to take the foolish things and confound the wise. Last place, let's go to Acts chapter 10, please. Now, I gave you a word today, and this was for my partners, that it's not going to be by might nor by power, that he's going to endow you with some things. Oh, you didn't know nothing about real estate today, but tomorrow you're going to know all about. Ow! Come on now. Hey, let me give you one more word. God says, start calling in apartment buildings. He said, just get up to it, speak to it, and tell it to come into your hands. Watch this. Debt free. And the bigger, the better. Now, come on, y'all. Y'all don't. I'm telling you now, I ain't gonna sit up here and tell you no. I'm telling you, just always put it up there, darling, when I'm prophesying. When I'm speaking like this, believe the prophet. Now, I just told you how to get some avenues of revenue, didn't I? I told you to go speak to apartment building, didn't I? You probably need to speak to the one you're living in. See this? This, put it up there, sister. When I'm prophesying, don't try to give me no money. I ain't thinking about no money as high as I am right now. Put it up there. But you got to do what the prophet said do, don't you? You believe the Lord, so shall be established. You believe his prophet, you're going to prosper. Now, you always got somebody that might doubt him just a little bit, but you always got some doubters. But when they see you bring yours in, they ain't gonna doubt it no more. Now, what did I tell you to do? I told you to speak to it. Now, last night, Bishop Tudor Bismarck said that you're supposed to plant the heavens. See, you got to speak to things. Why? We going all the way back to how God taught Adam. He told him to call things that be not. Come on. As though they were. Then let the mechanics of the Holy Ghost take over. I mean, y'all ready for a little more revenue? Boy, that's God right there. No, that's right. Woo-wee! All right, let's go over to, where did I tell you? Oh, Jesus. Oh, yeah. I said, oh, yeah. Is what happened to Jesus now. Y'all with me? Verse 38. How God anointed who? Jesus. Lord have mercy. Y'all have no idea of what we just did. This what I just did was from God. See, if even if you can't manage it, you just speak it and believe God. Say, God, give me a manager for that so I can manage that thing so it won't take away no more of my time from the church. Somebody go speak to something. Now don't be out there. You don't need to go through no. You don't need to do all of that. I didn't tell you to do all that. Just speak to the thing. Apartment building, in the name of Jesus, I command you, come into my hands debt free. You done with it. I said you done with it. How many times did Jesus speak to the fig tree? Did he make a big scene on it? And kept walking, huh? So speak to it and keep walking. Folks, this is God. God gave me that last night. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power. Who went about doing good and what? Healing, come on. All that were oppressed of the devil. Why? Because God was with him. He's with you. All right, at last place, let's go over here and let's go to 2 Corinthians, please, in chapter 5. I got one more place after that. The 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. Lord have mercy. See, the whole estate belongs to you. Now, the Holy Ghost kind of leads you to these places because, see, a lot of these, some of these things are you being used by people who are ungodly, and he wants them to come into your hand. Are you following what I'm saying? So he'll lead you to the building. You'll feel it in your spirit. So that one right there. See, because don't point at mine. Just pointed that one right there. Okay, he'll lead you to it. You'll feel it. Look what it says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. Let me know when you get there by saying praise the Lord. He says this, for the love of Christ constrains us. That's all I'm going to read on that. The love of Christ constrains us. That word constrains means to arrest or to compel. Now, what does it mean? It means that the love of Christ or the love for the anointing will stop me from doing what I'm doing. Now, why did I say that? Because you've got somebody out there that's after your anointing called the Antichrist. He's after it. And let me tell you ways that he tries to get it and keep your anointing from operating. One, he comes in through relationships. Tries to get God's people to set up something called unholy alliances. Are you following what I'm saying? Second, attitudes. I heard Jerry Savelle preach one time, if Satan can't steal your joy, he can't keep your goods. The Bible says that we draw water out of the well of salvation with joy. Don't let the enemy get you mad all the time and evil talking and so forth like that. That'll steal your anointing. Stay full of joy. Come on, even when somebody just shot their best shot at you, just say, praise the Lord. I'm telling you now, he couldn't steal Joseph's anointing because he couldn't get him in a bad attitude. That's right. Couldn't get him out of love. Fear. Fear will separate you from God and connect you with the devil. Fear no evil. Sin consciousness. Sin consciousness. Let's look that one up right quick. Hebrews chapter 9, please. Hebrews chapter 9. Boy, do you know this is God? I said, Lord, what do you want me to tell them people? I've been up since 4 trying to get this. I said, Lord, what do you want me to tell these people? Somebody even called the house this morning. I had a bad attitude. Because I didn't have, I didn't get anything plain from God. The reason why is he wanted to give it to me when I got here. When I got here. Because I believe you had to help pull it out. We got some midwives up in here somewhere. Look what it says here starting at verse 11 of Hebrews chapter 9. But Christ being come in high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, through the eternal Spirit, offer himself without spot to God, purge your what? Conscience from what? Dead works, so that you can do what? Serve the living God. Don't you walk around here guilty and ashamed of your past or ashamed of something about yourself, so forth. Don't do that. Get over it. Get over it. No guilt, no shame, no sense of inferiority. I'm through with that. Because I want the anointing to function in my life. You follow what I'm saying? Even when you made a mistake and you know it looked like you'd be embarrassed in front of somebody, don't let no fear, no shame, no guilt and all that come in. If you feel like you missed God somehow, Father, forgive me, I missed that thing in the name of Jesus. And you said, if I confess my sins, you're faithful and just to forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I confess it, I'm forgiven. Now I'm clean, praise God, and go on about your business. The last one. Strife. It's amazing what strife can do. Somebody said strife is the AIDS of the spirit. It's a silent killer. Strife. Let there be no strife among us, for we are brethren. Avoid strife, even in the house. There's no strife in our home. None. I'll never forget this guy. He was a friend of ours. He married, and he and his wife had a big argument. He said, well, I'm just going to sleep on the couch. He went out there. He said around 2:30 in the morning, he heard this big boom, and he knew somebody had just hit his car. Why? His strife lifted his anointing protection. It lifted it. Now the enemy is right in there. He's sitting right at the door. Say, I'm anointed. And I'm going to stay anointed. In Jesus' name. So now, our part to play. We're partners. And God has hooked us up together. And the same anointing that has come on me, this grace, well, maybe you better turn to it so you can see it. Turn to Philippians chapter 1, please. Just do that right quick. I'm done. Philippians chapter 1. See, as a believer, before you even get the right job, you need to get the right spiritual hookup. Really. You need to get the right spiritual hookup. He says this, verse 1, Paul and Timotheus, of the servants of Jesus Christ, to all saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all, making request with joy. For your what? Fellowship. Anybody have a translation of that, please? Partnership. He's talking to partners here. He's talking to partners. See, there's a difference between membership and partnership. You got what I'm saying? This was for partners. In the gospel, from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, Lord Jesus, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my what? Grace. What is Paul saying? Every one of you partners, everybody that has sown into me for the gospel. See, they didn't have no Bill Winston ministries back then. They didn't have no Paul ministries. They had Paul. See, now we put that on there because the government and this and that. But basically, it's not the ministry that's anointed. It's the man. Yes. Don't ever forget that. And what happened? I'm just saying, when you send it to Bill Winston Ministry, you're basically sending it to the man to distribute. That we pay TV time with it. We pay all of that. And folks, we are paying it. I'm going to show you something in just a minute. But what you're doing, because you're sending it into me like they sent it into Paul, now you are a partaker of my anointing.
Hallelujah.
You are a partaker of that. Folks, let me tell you, same anointings that he's got on me, you can partake of them. It's called a grace. It's something you didn't have to work for. It's something just came on you because of the exchange. You see? You became one with me. And that's what God wants. And he assigns people to different people. He does that. It's his hookup. You just felt led here, but it was the Spirit of God that was hooking us up. So he has me praying for you all the time. Not only that, when I write a newsletter, I ask my wife, sometimes I just kind of labor with that thing. I just kind of go, why? I want to get it just right. Because this is going out to the partners. Somebody might need this. They might be in trouble right now. If they just had this word of encouragement, they can make it another day. Are you following what I'm saying? Turn over to chapter 4. And he finishes the letter up. This is one letter now. Stop looking at his chapter and verse. Verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. But notwithstanding, you have well done that ye did communicate with my difficulties, the things that I'm going through, the frontline experience that I'm having. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but who? But you only. Why don't you hold one? And let me just read that out of the Amplified translation, please. That's verse 15. He says this, and you Philippians know yourselves, you well know, that in the early days of the gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church or assembly entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving, but you only. Not only are you going to give, but you're going to what?
Receive.
You're going to receive. Verse 16. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessity. Some of you have been faithful in helping me every month with this gospel. Not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. That every soul that I've won, every person that got healed, every deliverance that was wrought through this ministry, you get credit on your account. That's part of your eternal inheritance. 18, but I have all and abound. I'm full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. It was an odor of a sweet smell. Some of you, it was a sacrifice, acceptable, but it's well-pleasing to God. But here's my word to you. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Did you get something out of that today? Oh, we just had a video here, kind of a PowerPoint, kind of show you some of the things that we have done and some of the trips that you've sent us on and some of the lives that have been changed. Could I just see that, please? Taking the gospel to the nations. Panama, we sit around the table there and plan how we're gonna go out and ministering in Panama. Some of the meetings that we've had, huge meetings there in Panama, Lives for Change. Guatemala, ministering in Guatemala. It's kind of tough to see that one. That's a huge facility that Dr. Lopez has built down there and had me do some speaking there. That's a picture of it right there. Huge. That's in Guatemala, built debt-free. debt free. Amen. In London, ministering in London, that's the biggest church in London. No, that's Pastor Sam right there. It's another church just outside of London, in South Africa. Also meeting in South Africa. I can't see some of this, but it's economic planning. We're having a big economic summit over there in South Africa. That's a place where we're gonna be going, and we're coming back through England and Paris, having meetings there. Zambia, as you know, that place is hurting in Zambia, and we had big meetings in Zambia. That's a meeting with the top officials in Zambia, even the chairman of the Federal Reserve over there. Having a meeting with them, they have allowed us to have the top floor of the university for a Joseph Center, and to put one in Zambia. And that's a meeting for that. Okay, we don't have any, I didn't see any of India, and we have Pastor Potter here. Some of the greatest meetings we've had in India. We don't have some in South America. We've been down in Colombia, South America, where the drug cartels are, and so forth. God's been putting on my heart now to go to Venezuela, where Chavez is down there, and tell him that God loves him, amen, and so forth. But we're on the front line. But the reason why we can stay out there is because what you're giving, you're helping us, not only with your prayers, but with your money that you're sending us out there. And I just want to say on behalf of Bill Winston Ministries and my wife, thank you very much for helping us to take the gospel to the nation. You have no idea how you can have something in your heart that you want to go help people, but have no provision to do it. But when you send that, and sometimes, you know, some people think they wouldn't send it because it's so little or whatever have you. Every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. When it comes into us, we go there. Now, there are other places they want us to come, of course, in the Philippines and in Australia and so forth and so on and all over. But we take it just a step at a time as we can get it. Now, as far as television stations, they didn't have that on there as well. On television stations, we're basically just about now all over the world. I'm not sure, are we in Australia? Or we not in Australia yet, but that's coming up next, I'm sure of that. But we're doing these things because God spoke to us. This is what I want you to take, the word I've given you, and I want you to take it to the nations. And folks, lives are being changed because of what you have sown into this ministry. Lives are really being changed. Okay, what I want to do now is I want to open up the platform and just take just a few, Yeah, turn the mics on, please. And I'm just going to take just a few questions because we got to vacate the premises because they've got to break it down for tonight's meeting. Anybody have a question that they'd like to ask about Bill Winston Ministries and so forth? I tell you what, if you could, get the microphones and let's just take the microphones to them. Okay, here's one right here. Okay.
Hi, Pastor Winston. Yes. I thank God for you and your ministry. You mentioned about the water plant, which is greatly needed.
Yes.
Do you have any idea when that would be?
All right. We're technically done with it. We have bought all the equipment. We've set it up. As a matter of fact, I can find out whether you can get in. Can they see it? Okay. If you'd like to see it, they can show it to you. That's it on paper. Okay, all right, you can see it there. It's down the hall, praise the Lord. And so if you'd like to see it, you can stay around and somebody will take you down and see it. But what we're doing, bottling water, but we've made it so that we can take this same model and set it up in the nations just like that. Just like that. Just like that. Just popcorn these things out there. So we are making it a model so that we could just have all the equipment, take it to the nation, set it up, and they'll have their own water bottling. But not only that, they'll have their bottled water, but they can sell water to bring revenue in for those places. And we run it all the way through a church. We run it all the way through a church. Okay, so praise the Lord. Somebody else? Okay, way back here. Uh-huh. Have a microphone. And here's another hand here. Put your hand up so he can see you. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
On the website, there's a place for online giving, but I did not see a place to give specifically to Bill Winston's ministries.
Okay, that's probably something then that we need to fix.
Thank you.
She said it's on there. Get the microphone again.
I saw where it's to give to the church, but it's not specifically for Bill Winston's ministries.
Okay, hold on. Let me get a microphone here. Just a minute. Kim's going to speak to you about it.
There are two different websites. If you're on bwm.org, that online giving is to BWM, Bill Winston Ministries. Are you talking about giving to pastor personally?
No. Talking about giving Bill Winston Ministries.
If you're on the website, you're giving to Bill Winston Ministries when you do online contributions.
All right. Now, all right. Here's what we need to do then, because what he's identifying is a concern, that if you come up on a certain screen and you're looking for it, it's not there. So why don't we put a place for Bill Winston Ministries in that same area? Thank you. Amen. Over here, right back here first. All right. Okay.
Thank you, Pastor, for your word. Yes. It is just so, so anointing. Mm-hmm. In my prayer this morning at 5 o'clock, I said, I'm going to the partner's brunch, and I want to give my pastor and first lady, can you please stand up next to your husband, please? And I wanted to give you guys something. Uh-huh. And I was like, the Lord is like, what do you have in the house? I have nothing but this one bottle of bless oil. Okay. It's in a container.
All right.
Bless oil. And it was just so pathetic. You were speaking about this bless oil.
Amen. All
and
right.
This is something I use.
Bring it on down here, sister. Bring it on. Over here.
Pastor Winston, on the website that he was talking about, the Bill Winston Ministry,
yeah.
I used to could give online, and then I got so I couldn't get it online. I used to could watch you live on Sundays, then it stopped. Then I got so I could get you again on Sundays when I get off work and see you live on Sundays. But I still have a problem trying to pay online, so I'd send it through the mail now.
Damn.
But all I still right. Thank the good Lord for you and Sister
okay.
Veronica.
Thank you. Right back here, yeah. Now, is this related to her question or you got something else? It's not? Okay, as far as being able to receive your contribution online, we will have that fixed post-haste. Take my word for it. Well, I'm telling you. Hold it, we got one here. Go ahead. Okay,
praise
and then
the
David,
Lord,
you can try that one there. I'll try this. Okay, go ahead, right here.
I'm excited about the bank. And when you mentioned the other day that we got it, I can't wait to know when we open in it so I can transfer all my dividends and my 401k and all those other assets over to the kingdom of God.
Let me tell you something. You are hidden. I mean, you in a flow right now. Because there is stuff that God has shown me that I can't mention out here. See, already one of the major newspapers, I want to come talk to you. I heard you bought the bank and so forth. I said, no, we're not talking to anybody. You follow what I'm saying? See, I'm not gonna let nobody mess this up. But you flowing, sister. This thing is gonna go up to $1 billion like that overnight. Just like that. there like that. Watch, see? See, and I know that as soon as we pull our stuff out of that world control, the anointing is going to increase. Okay, over here. Yeah.
Dr. Winston, I enjoyed the partnership breakfast today. And my question to you is, I'm hearing everything, but what is your vision? What do you expect the new partners that just connected with you to be within the next 5 years? What do you expect us to be in the spirit and in the natural?
Okay, all right. I one of the things I want you to be is I want you to be financially free. Financially free. Now, if you don't know what that means, then get Leroy Thompson's take. He'll tell you what financially free means. The second thing I want you to be is I want you to have a situation in your life where now, instead of us being controlled by anybody or anything, that we can be in the positions of owners, in the positions of control in this earth. And then thirdly, in a place where you are being used to give testimony so other partners can come in and other people can come in through your testimony. So as far as that's concerned, I just want you to, here's what my wife and I, we have ministries that we've been partners with for years. This church has been partners with ministries, and we, as God increases us, we increase our giving because it's good soil and it's enabling us to do more than we've ever done before. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to plant two things. I'd like to plant missionaries, meaning when I say that, I mean preachers, apostles, whatever, to go out in the nations or in the cities and start churches, okay? I'm talking about Holy Ghost churches, churches that are not compromising the Word of God. I'd like to do that. But I also like in those environments to plant businesses so that we could start an economic revival based on the Word of God in those same places. I just find that a lot of the nations I go to, they got the spiritual part, but like Jesse preached, I think, one-dimensional. He said, it's one-dimensional. It's only spirit. He said, you need more than one-dimensional. You need also to take care of that body. So what we need is spirit, body, finances. So those three, I'd like to impact all three of those as we go into the nations. And so that's what I'd like to do as we go into days ahead. Yes. Hold on. Just a minute. It's right here. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Winston, I'd just like to thank God for you and your wife. Your word really ministers to me and my wife. We are members of another church, but, you know, we partner with your ministry and a few other people that minister to us also. But me and my wife, we were having a discussion last night, and, you know, you probably followed in the media. There are some high-profile things going on in the marriages of some people.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've attended your, what was it, night in Paris last year. Mm-hmm. We look forward to going to, you know, whatever we're having this year for the marriages. But we just was wondering, what are we to make about what's going on with some of our men and women of God, you know, in their marriages that we look up to, and, you know, we can't believe this is happening. You know, how could something like this happen, and we don't know what to make of it?
Hmm. So. Well. One, I hate that people get to that level and have those kind of problems. If those kind of problems are had, I'd like it to be had below the radar. Because what it happens, it reflects on the old body of Christ. Okay. The one thing that I'm trying to do, though, is I see places that the enemy tries to get in because there's a weakness on that side. We try to come in and give word that will fortify that side. So we've been trying to do things with marriages and so forth and so on because of strength in that side. The enemy knows that he feels that if he could just attack this family and keep this family distraught, it'll keep us distracted enough so that we can go on. But I'm going to tell you about me. I'm going on. Amen. If don't nobody else stay saved, I'm staying saved. Now, I just think it's just a terrible thing. And I didn't hear about it till late because I got my head down doing what I'm supposed to do. And didn't hear about it till late. Now, only thing I know to do is pray for those people and so forth like that. But I'm going to tell you something about me. Sometimes what you can do is get ahead of your anointing. See, you're trying to be somebody. I'm already somebody. And I'm going to wait on God to take me to the next level that he wants to take me to. And I'm not trying to be no star. I think it's too much entertainment in the church. It's too much. Come on now. It's somehow we've kind of left the word. I mean, I've had some of those people to come here, some of those high profile people, and they come in and hear that word and say, my God. See, well, that tells me they're not getting it where they're supposed to get it. And if you don't get no word, how do you have something to stand on? You follow what I'm saying? So the preachers got to get back to preaching the word. And like the man said that other night, we got to preach it in season and out of season. That means we're going to have to do a little correcting as well. And we're going to have to be willing to let folk who don't want to stay around get up and get out if they don't want to be corrected. Because you can't fly an airplane from New York to California and not make wind corrections. You're going to make wind corrections about every few minutes. You'll be making wind corrections. If somebody's been in the church and they ain't never been corrected, they are off course. And so what you're going to have to do is somebody going to have to correct them. Well, send them here. I'll take care of it. I volunteer for the job. I'm the man. Okay, I think my wife had a comment here. Praise God.
I'd just like to say that in ministry, just like in any job, it's very easy to get caught up in the pursuit of success. And over the years, I've had to make a lot of decisions to put my family first. And as I tell people, I don't travel around and do a lot of guest speaking. I mean, my time is is pretty much between this church and my family. And I recognize that if I'm out there and pastor's out there, then who's keeping the home together? Amen? And so I recognized, and I even prayed to God recently. I said, Lord, I know you've given me vision, but it doesn't look like I'm doing any of it. And that's okay if this is all you want me to do. And so you just have to resolve in your heart to remember that you don't have to sacrifice your family. You don't have to sacrifice that for success. Because God, the world will elevate superstars and forget about their families. But God is not about the business of elevating you so high and leaving your kids high and dry. Okay? But God does things in order. And I do believe he chose Abraham because he would teach his children. And so let's just not forget that God does have an order. And it's usually you're going to have to deny self someplace. You're going to have to deny something. And so just understand, if you let God promote you, then he'll do it at the right time and in the right way. And learn to be content where you are and take care of your own business right where you are, because God does not want you to be shining up here and your finances are messed up, your kids are messed up, your home is messed up, and everybody else around you is messed up, but here you're in the limelight. God does not want that. God wants order.
All right. Let's get one right. Let's go. Let's get one right here, and then we'll run over there. Over here first. Did you have one? Did you hold up the microphone? Is she going to speak? Get up and speak. Yeah.
First, I thank God for you, Veronica, for being such a woman of God, to be blessed by this man as well. And thank God for the ministry. I have no problem giving over the internet. It works wonderful from where I live in Milwaukee. So I just thank God for that. But the only concern I have is I went to foundation classes, and I really want to be a part of the prayer intercession, I think it is. Yeah. And I want to be a part, volunteer or something here, but because I live so far, it's been a problem. Yeah. Only because of that. Yeah. If you will take me on Wednesdays, I would love to volunteer.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, we'd be glad to do that. Now, Crosby, is Crosby here? Wasn't he here just a minute ago? Okay, Crosby, you hear this? He's got his hand, he's waving way over there against the wall, right over there. He's your man, okay? All right, he'll put you into, right into the slot. Yeah, stand up and, yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute. The mic isn't working.
Pastor, we thank God for you and for this ministry. And all during the weekend, and every time we meet, we see that this thing works. You know, this kingdom living works. But there are so many people that's here that's saying, why isn't it working for me? And would you explain the dangers of trying to mix somebody else's gospel with the gospel of the kingdom? Yeah.
I don't think I have to say anything about it. I think everybody's... Yeah, you can't mix this. And you never can mix it. I mean, it even when I was starting back there, I had to either make up my mind I was going to follow this or get off the boat. And I'm telling you, people are trying to get a little of this and a little of that and dab of this and a dab of that. That won't do you. What you got to do is make up your mind. I am following the truth of God's word, and his word is true, and so forth. And stop looking at people, because it seems like, again, many times folks follow personalities instead of following the word of God. And so we got to come back. Like I said, get the entertainment out and we'll be all right. Praise the Lord. All right. Over here. Right here. Stand up, please. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's her first and in her. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pastor. I just wanted to say today, everything is with technology, electronic. Where I work, we can give, the ACH, I think is what it's called, electronically. We can send our checks to our bank accounts or whatever. Is there a ACH number for Living Word Christian Center? You know how when you get paid every 2 weeks, yeah. My money can... A direct deposit, my money where I can directly deposit my tithes, my offering, right into the bank. You know, I can send my donation right away every pay period.
Now, we didn't have that before you spoke.
Okay. Do you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I'm getting that.
Okay, because I can send my money to three places. And I want to send my part to the church.
Well,
all right.
Amen. That, like I said, we taking this right down. Okay, we just got time for just a few more. We're going to have to get out of here because they got to straighten this thing up.
Uh-huh. Pastor, I would just like to know, when will this water be in the, like, Sam's and places
Absolutely.
Where we can buy that water?
We're going to hit the majors.
And how soon?
I would say give me another... this is September. You're going to have to probably give me till just about December.
Okay, will it be around the world? Because we live in Branson and some of us live in Las Vegas. Will we be able to buy bottled water there because we drink bottled
Branson,
water?
Branson, is that United States? Okay, all right.
Branson,
okay.
Missouri.
Okay, Branson, Missouri. Okay.
Yes. Brother Keith Moore.
I'm just kidding.
Ozarks.
Amen. Yeah, okay, over with Keith, yeah. We'll make sure the Keith Moore's church gets some water. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. All right, right up here. Let's do one right up here. Oh, we have one here first, and then one here, and then one back there, and then we're going to have to quit. Okay, one over here.
Okay,
very
hi.
Quickly. Very quickly. Make a
Okay,
quick.
I thank God for you, Pastor Winston. My husband and I are first-time partners with you. I was led by the Holy Spirit. This is a fruitage of my obedience.
Yes.
I'm also being obedient to the voice of God. I would like to put this in your hand because the Lord told me that my husband and I came from Rockford to join your church. Yeah. We are tired of playing church. We don't want to play church. We want to subdue nations
Praise
for God's
God.
Kingdom.
Praise
and
God.
I would like to give this to
Praise
you.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, sister. Okay, right here. Let's do this one right here. Uh-huh.
Pastor Winston, I just thank God for you and Dr. Winston. I come to know you through the Kenneth Copeland Ministry
yes.
on television.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, the Lord had been speaking to me about moving forth into a mall that we couldn't be traditional. I am an apostle that pastors a church in Washington, D.C. When I came, I heard about the bank. I'm a businesswoman also, and I heard about the bank. opportunity. I went and I found out that because I don't live in Chicago, I cannot participate. Is that correct?
All right. We got a way.
I was ready. I was ready to write the check and everything. I mean, I'm...
Is John or Herman here? Do you know whether they're here or not? Is John? Okay. See him waving his hand. John, wave your hand again. All right?
Hi, John.
John, that's our president of the bank.
Okay. I just don't want to miss...
Well, you won't miss John. He'll be right back.
I don't want to miss the seed opportunity.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. Right over here. Uh-huh. Quickly.
Thank you, Pastor. I'd like to say God bless you and you and your wife. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier about a clinic, opening up a clinic. Is it a family practice or?
Yeah.
And when will you be hiring? Because I'd like to be one of the first employees there.
Okay. All right. The first clinic we started called a minute clinic, and it's going to be for people who have minor things, sore throat, so forth and so on. So they would bring themselves or their children or whatever in there. What they would do is they'd come in and we would get them quick service, and the maximum amount that they would pay is $45. And they would get quick service. If there's something more severe and so forth like that, we'd be hooked up with a major clinic and they could have that. So we'll have medical services. We want to have two dentists on premises, and we want to have a full-time lawyer that's paid on salary, so we won't have to have all these up and downs and charges and so forth like that. And these are things just to help us with some of the little things that we might have. What I'm trying to do is provide a professional center so that we can get medical, dental, and legal at one place. And at least they can direct you to the next place you're supposed to go. So that's going to be a part of it. Yeah. Okay. Over here, quickly.
Pastor Winston, could you make sure that these questions and answers are on the tape?
Are they
today?
On the tape?
Yes, they are.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, they are. Okay.
That's all.
Over here, there, right here.
Uh-huh. Pastor, just wanted to give you a testimony. I came last year to the breakfast, and I asked you to pray for me. I was living in a condo building with some evil people. They would turn you off on the TV in the morning when I'm working out. Well, one of those evil people that I got on the elevator with every morning and said good morning, and he would grunt at me, I just listed his condo yesterday for $229.
Praise. No comment. Now, that's all we got for right now. No, that's all we got. Listen, my wife wants me to mention David Samuel Store. Okay, David Samuel's men and women clothing store, which the church owns, and we use it for training people and so forth and so on. It's right down the hall. You can go outside. It's down there. Also, Cornerstone Bookstores. We have books and Royal Bookstores. Probably Royal. We renamed it Royal Christian Bookstore, and we have it there too. And the cafe, we have a cafe, praise the Lord. What else we got? Okay. All right, let me just say this in wrapping up. My priority is to advance the kingdom. Don't ever forget that. When you're evaluating whether I want to do something or not or whatever have you, ask yourself, is this going to advance the kingdom? I am sold out to that mission, and that's the mission that God has placed in my heart. I plan to move on it and make something happen. I want to make it so that you and I can make a mark that cannot be erased. Stand to your feet. Let me pray for you. Touch somebody's hand around your table there. Praise God. Father, we pray and thank you for these partners. We thank you, Lord, for the love and the continual devotion they have to supporting the kingdom of God being spread to the nations. We thank you, Lord, for health for their families. We thank you for the wealth that you're placing into their homes, for which riches and wealth shall be in their house. I declare out of this group today at least 250 millionaires by next year this time. In the name of Jesus, that they can help me expand the kingdom. And Father, we pray a hedge of protection over them now and decree favor and blessing to them right now in the name of Jesus. Now we give you praise for it all in Jesus' name. Can somebody shout amen? All right.